Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, right before your eyes, to no surprise, it's the man upon two pieces of steel. It's the Kid Capri doing this one for Mary J. Blige on the 15th. So we're gonna take it uptown with the remix, and y'all get down with me one time. You know what I'm saying?
Just she get on the phone. Please don't.
have something to prove. Life would be normal, get informal. I could be happy with you. Primitive passion, human reaction, putting it all on the line. This could be real life, but why do I feel like we would be wasting our time?
See, it's the same thing, no rules, same rhythm, no blues, same love, but this time it really ain't love. No reason, no rhyme, no speaking our mind, no war, that isn't what we came for. I never wondered what this could be. I just fuck you and leave. You never wanted nothing from me. I just fuck you and leave. We don't ever come to agree. I just fuck you and leave.
Thug it out, but she kept testing my patience. So, oh, send it back. feel something. If I could die just to feel alive, to live in the sky, I care for nothing. Oh.
The way you make me feel inside. been thinking about magic. Happen, action, baby, we never lasted. Magic, madness, maybe you was just guessing. But it was better than I imagined. Drastic action, to you it was just practice. Sadness, mask it, hated you with a passion. Had it, granted, baby, I didn't cap it. Cause it was better than I imagined. On it, deep words, cause it hurts me. But still, I can't see myself with no one else. Cause it was better than we know I could never make you stay true. Hate to say it, but it's too late. My expectations so low you can't relate to. Baby, but I don't blame you. Baby, you're the one I always escape to. Stay too impatient, maybe I'm just afraid to call you. Need you to tell me if it's okay too. Is it okay? I thought it'd be worse, cause it hurts. But still, I can't see myself with no one else. Cause it was better than I imagined. Better than I imagined. Cause it was better than I imagined. Better than I imagined.
Get a flight, I lost my phone, and I'm calling you from the hotel phone. I couldn't get a flight back to the States. I realized you're the only number I know by heart. Last time I was here, we were together, remember?
was having problems adjusting to the joint. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome one. Welcome all. Welcome to another episode of Live Speak Open Mic, also known as the Hidden Radio Show. The podcast dedicated to bring you the best and unheard, unknown poets and CDs performers that have their voice heard here, right? So I called the audible, right? My lovely co-host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Mahogany Soul, a.k.a. Enigmatic Soul of the Honey Drippers. I made her crazy because I just basically pulled it out of my butt, and that's sometimes what you do. And sometimes you just ain't got enough toilet paper, so you just going to be with the shit. All right, so that's what's going on.
Okay.
All right, so once again, please welcome my lovely co-host, Queen Simmons.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm so happy to be here. How are you doing today, Mahavi?
I am wet. I just spilled a whole bunch of water on the front part of my whole person because I was trying to drink this water, but for some strange reason, it slipped off my lip and hit my hips. So that's what happened. But
well,
you know,
in true Epiphany Radio fashion, you're supposed to have your socks off. So I guess take your pants off because it's about to be an extra wet in here tonight as well. I think. What are you thinking?
Yeah, the key phrase is wet. Key phrase is wet. So you know, we didn't particularly come in and want to feature people. We just want to call people in to come in. You can tell a story, you know, erotically. Yeah, if you feel froggy, you can jump. That's what we're doing over here. You know,
yeah,
you're feeling froggy.
Feel like a hobby. So, just take your pants off, fold them, and put them to the side, and just enjoy your night.
Take your pants off. You know,
Donald Duck and Winnie the Pooh tonight. Everybody.
Yes, absolutely. And we all put your face all up in the honey. That's what you got to do. Put your face in the honey. See, this is how you know. See, this is how you know my friend is there, because you can hear the slap. How's it going?
Right.
I might be good for some flowers later. You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, please stop. All right, we're being
so triggered.
All right, so
okay.
So we're going to embark upon an unforgettable journey of sensual tales tonight at 9 p.m., which is much after, because, you know, we like to play the music, set the mood, do all the good stuff that's happened. I had two more songs, but, you know, time was running out. And we got people from all over, from coast to coast, sitting in here. If you are happen to be here, because this is a For Real Entertainment Network, what we affectionately call the Starship, where we boldly go where poems have never been before. It is a For Real Entertainment Network where we encourage you to take your pants off, baby, because that's
yes.
Nice. I take your pants.
All right.
So, let me just hosted by the Intention Duo, Hal Brooks, affectionately known as Kings of Donny Drippers, and the alluring Queen Simmons, aka Mahogany Soul. This night promises to be a celebration of intimacy, desire, and the art of seductive storytelling. All right, so we want you to tune in to awaken your passions and leave you yearning for more. Don't miss out on this tantalizing experience here on Five Speak Open Mic, erotic storytelling, hosted by Queen Simmons and yours truly, Hot Rocks. Now, you know what we like to do over here? We like to leave all the mics open, get people involved, make sure that they stop in. If you are participating, please raise your hand by pressing 1 so that we know that you're here to do that. And we make sure that you're here because, you know, a lot of times I let you know us personally. You can't get in our back channels because that's usually what happens. So if you're not, the best thing you can do is hit that 1 so you move up and we can see you. All right? Now, if you are in the back channel, for anybody in my back channel, make sure that you hit me on the Hob Rux and not my regular one, because I very rarely read the regular one. Plus, my kid has my phone, so I'm not going to see it. My son is straight ignorant. He will press all calls to, like, he'll just reject them. He'll decline all the calls. He'll do all that stuff. He'll be like, I was playing a game, because he's ignorant like that, you know. You know, and you realize that, you know, child abuse laws work. So, you know, so he gets away with a lot of stuff. But if you're here, please hit my Hot Rocks joint. It'd be a lot easier, make it a lot easier on all of us involved, so we know that you're here, unless I brought you in personally, and I know you're here, but make that happen. All right? Fair enough? All right? Are we ready? We're going to open the mic? All right. So first mic I'm open up, all the way from the great state of California, is Arake. Arake, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Arake. Okay, good. You're all right.
Welcome.
When nothing bad happened to you, what up? My favorite Honey Dripper model. How you feeling?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the person next to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I'm doing good. I'm here at work, you know what I mean? But I want to catch this show every chance I get. Said I'm going to have to cut it short, but I'm here right now.
All right. Well, before we get into anything else, we want to make sure if you have something to read, because I know you're at work, if you'd like to participate, please feel free. Or would you like us to loop back around to you?
Let me see. Right now, you know what? Let me make it to the back so that we can loop back around, and I'll be ready.
All right. I'm going to loop back around. We're going to do that. Now,
okay.
We're going to move up. We're going to go to the pussy tizer of the Honey Drippers, known as Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, are you there?
Yes, I am, baby. What's up?
What's happening? What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. Be a little bit of Grand Marnier. The vibes are good.
Oh, we drank it. Well, I'm drinking too. It's just water, though. Spectacular. You know, I was told I needed to drink more water, so I'm on a water diet. I have to get a certain amount of water in. So, that being said, let me go over to another person who's also on Cooking Radio. One half of, you know, it's too many things right now. I'll give you my favorite silly song, La Perla Negra. What's good?
What's good, yo? Y'all got me over here in a mood. In another show.
Y'all talking about the hive. You talking about dripping and wet and I'm hearing hands clapping and sound like ass clapping, and I'm trying to make
that. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like that. Sound like that.
My understanding that Javi is naked from the waist down, so it's a whatever kind of night.
Brother and sister. I'm not trying to visualize that because my mind.
No, I'm not
there.
I have to do that. I'm just saying.
He ain't my brother.
You say he ain't my brother.
Oh my God! I'm sitting up here crocheting. I'm trying to make a floor length, full body bathing suit cover, and y'all got me messing up my stitches.
We ain't trying to mess you up. We trying to keep you in the joint. We trying to make sure that you got it and you rocking. You know.
I'm here.
You know. Be crying. You know. You do some good things, some knitting needles, them needles, you know, how you circle around, come back, push it through. Let me stop.
Right.
Only you can make it sound dirty.
Sometimes, you know, like I'm unfortunately for everybody, like I just messed up my whole outfit. Like I had this super duper my Rucks wear. I had my little Rucks wear outfit on. I felt good today. Had my kicks on, and I just spilled all this water on the front. So I'm just in a not give a damn mode. And I'm not even, you know, I haven't drank anything. I'm not inebriated in any sort of way. Not to say that I do that on a regular basis, but you know, I like to even myself out before I come in here, because y'all be acting up, and I got to act up alongside with you, you know, I got to keep it.
You're the one started most of the time.
This is his, and this is
this is your kingdom, good sir.
Exactly.
Kingdrip. Okay. This is your kingdom.
Oh, God. No, let me stop.
Well, there's that.
Oh, God.
All right. So we're grouping off. Now, listen. Right. Some of y'all, I see y'all in here. I see you, right? And some of y'all might be waiting till y'all want to see how the vibe is going before you're here. Don't wait. Just hop in. Press one. Throw your hand up. We'll pull you up and, you know, we'll make sure that everything else. This is not Clubhouse, right? We, you know, no disrespect to Clubhouse. We interact the fuck over here and we do things. And you know, and it's broadcast a mighty wide bandwidth to a lot of different places. So I don't like to talk about that, you know, because I want people to get, oh, that's a lot of pressure. No, just be yourself, right? More importantly than that, you know, a lot of people are fantastic writers. You know how to draw light into darkness. You know how to make things wet and moist where there was nothing but dryness. You know what you're doing. And we're going to try a little bit of that tonight. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what goes on, you know. Right, let me give you the thing so that you know we are not responsible for any babies that are made because of the things that were said. We are not responsible for any side coochery or side dickery. That's our terms, right? So you should understand that, you know, and anything. We are not responsible for any dick downs, suck ups, swallows, spits. We're not responsible for any of that. But if you do hear a bad idea, take it home and try it. Gotta get the ground rules. We have a very mighty legal department. There's no cause and effect here. You are grown. We do not hold hands or body parts. This is express rules do not reflect the mission or the general wherewithal of Epiphany Radio Universe. These thoughts and everything are protected by the Second Amendment and the First. And if we get arrested, it'd be 4th and 6th and all that good stuff. Anyway, that's besides the point. Now, Lisa, are you ready?
Ooh,
I'm ready.
All right, Lisa, you ready? Because I'm gonna cut this joint, and I'm gonna let you go to town. I'm gonna let you service.
You gonna let?
I'm talking about not me. I'm talking about the story. Talking about the story. So I want to make sure. I'm speaking of the story. That's what I'm speaking of. All right.
All right, so I got
right.
a question.
Now, as we know. What's the question?
All right, so I had written two pieces. One is his point of view, and one is her point of view. Which would you prefer?
Her.
Okay.
Right? The mic is yours?
This piece is called Special Delivery. I woke up in darkness with my head on your stomach and the taste of your manka still in my mouth. Wasn't it daylight when this started? It wasn't supposed to be this way, but the scent of your sun-warm skin and the sensual way you sauntered into my door made my nature rise. Put that together with your long, lean frame and the cat-and-mouse game we've been playing since we met, and it was the perfect storm. I've seen you every Thursday for over a year. You deliver packages to my business. At first, it was a fluke. On a busy Thursday morning, I just happened to be the one who signed for drop-off. But then I noticed you looking for me on your next delivery.
my coworkers had no clue, so I kept you my secret. Then mornings became afternoons, then eventually evenings just before closing. And tonight, it was my turn to lock up. 4:53 p.m. and you're just getting here. Tomorrow begins a three-day weekend, so everybody's jetted to get home. I had nothing to rush off to, and I have a project due Monday, so I stayed. It hadn't even occurred to me that you hadn't been here till you came in my door. You brought in that box and handed me the signature board like always, but this time there was no counter between us. I was aware of your every move, and you knew it. You touched my hand when I handed you your pen, and sparks flew. You pinned me to the counter as your tongue found a home in my mouth. The press of your body on mine and the sound you were making unconsciously set me on fire. Your hands were everywhere, and my clothes seemed to just fall away. I remember you wrapping your arms around my waist and lifting me to the counter, making my 5'3" the perfect height to your 6'6". My skirt was around my waist when I felt my panties tear, and then you plunged in deep. You took me rodeo style, and I just barely made the 8 seconds before I drowned you in my juices. But you had more in store. I don't remember how we got to the lounge, but in the dim glow of the soda machine, I saw your bald head between my thighs. Your tongue brought pleasures I had only imagined to be possible in real life. Drunk on adrenaline and high on adventure, my Yanni couldn't get enough of you. And you were like a madman, the taste of me driving your frenzy. I could hear your left hand stroking that 9 inches as you swallowed my sticky, but I needed more. Rising to your knees, you intended to enter me again, but I knew you were close, so I sat up to meet you. One fluid move and the head was in my mouth. You screamed out in pleasure, intoxicated by my skills, and tasted like salted chocolate and me. I felt the impending tide, and I knew it would soon be over. You tried to hold it back, but my right hand gently squeezed your balls and wouldn't let you. The explosion was sweet cream with a tingle in the back of my throat, and I held you deep with just enough pressure to drive you wild. The aftershocks were thunderous, and you laughed and cried all at once. We fell back against the sofa, and I guess that's when we went to sleep. Judging from the darkness, I'd say it's been hours. One thing's for sure, you sure know how to deliver. I'm lips, and you've just been service.
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Ooh, that tickled.
I felt like a lucky fly on the wall with busy hands. A lucky fly on the wall with busy fingers is what I felt like. That was good.
We throwing bells
out.
Hey,
hot.
Ring that bell one more time. I'll give you a little bit.
That's how you set up
a
story telling.
All right, we're going to bring some people in here. Real fast. All right, hold on.
Oh,
all right, because I can't read certain things, but I'm going to ask because I suck. And, I mean, and not the way you want me to. Eric Cole 530, who may I be speaking?
It's Lady A.
Hello, Lady A.
Welcome.
Thank you. Already getting hot in here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. All right, 504. I'm thinking that's Drippy. Drippy, is this you? Drippy. Yeah, that's definitely.
That's just how we enter rooms now, sir, to make all the women cross their legs. That's how we enter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies, say goodbye to your panties. Say goodbye to them.
Didn't have any on in the first place, so they've been gone.
All right. Area code 506, who may I ask to speak in?
You already spoke to me. It's Lady A.
No, 506. 506. You're 530, Lady A.
No.
Unless you're on here.
I am 506.
You said what?
My area was 506.
Yeah.
Now who's 530? Wait, hold on. Okay. All right, so we got these confused. All right, because I'm trying to label. All right, area code 530. Who mass is speaking? Area code 530. Okay. Area code 530.
Maybe they passed out and listened.
It's entirely possible. It's entirely possible. But you know, we're gonna move back around. Yeah. Yeah. So look, wait a second. Let's go this. Erotic, very nasty. Be wary of a person who could put you to sleep with their mouth. Anyway. Be wary. That is a strange power to have, but it's very powerful. Very powerful. And like I said before, you write daddy and then you do that. Everything gets taken care of. Nobody forgets it. Everybody forgets their name, and you know, you can see it. Mm-hmm. There'll be somebody standing someplace in a mall, someplace, or in a purse, and they won't even answer you.
So you walking into the kitchen like that, young lady has a good head on her shoulders, a good head.
Bro, you see their brothers, they be like, you with me on that for fun, Lucky. Like, you go commercials, yo, I'd be like, Greg, I lost my friend. How'd you lose him? I lost him a good head. He don't even know his name no more. He don't even know where. Yo, he don't want to hang out. He don't want to games with his. Go home. He go stay home after work. So let me stop. Anyway, that being said,
you gonna be like, what's his name off of Harlem Nights?
Sunshine. I ain't never coming.
Go
home
call his wife. Like, excuse me.
Exactly.
If you have that kind of power, I don't want it. Stay away from me. I don't need that. I don't need the problem. I like being in my right mind. It's okay. All right. Erotic K, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. The mic is yours.
Okay. I didn't do a long piece like I usually would, so I'm about to bless your ears. This piece is called Touch. Can you hear me okay, everybody? Okay. So in the course of the darkness returning to light, we embrace the sound. The scent of the earth is secure as the Empyrean drops emotion while the seer sheet the ground. And we let the impression, passion, ease our minds while we're here, adjusting to the presence of one another, swallowing the calm and letting free from all the fear. Your aura plants itself onto my lips, so naturally I trust this. The switch to my senses is on because of you. And with my body, I express these senses the best way I can and true. Consuming emotion in a real close stance. Locking my fingers between yours so we connect while our souls dance. I'm in a trance and my attention is paying you. Inside of this, on the way to wild romance. Presenting myself to you with an Aphrodite spirit.
I'm intense with every sense. You're about to see, smell, taste, touch, and hear it. Your soul sings buried inside the passion that you bring. So I put my face up in your neck and breathe. This beautiful creation of melanation is on 10, optimistic for the next moment to begin. Honored as fuck, because I don't even know where it is with you. There's so much of my soul I'm about to give to you. So touch yourself before you engage in lust, because coming into me is a game that you cannot lose, trust. And my limbs caress the comfort while I lay on my fire. Mine run a well just for this desire. And your lips get my eyes wet, and then you start giving me what I came to get. Pressing the flame onto mine, ripening my fruit and catching load of my pretty wine. Powerful is how you move. Powerful is how you move. While my legs up in the air, I can't say I came prepared, but the next time I come, it's going to be for you. I cannot be any closer to you than the moment we're in right now. You're blessing my spirit with yours with the best method you know how, so I'm thankful, my G. When your key is inside of me, you unlock my eternity. So my center devours yours while my back is against the silk. And your center wheels mine, producing my body's natural milk. The second that you look me into my eyes, take that second and dive into my sky. I wanted your soul, sex. I wanted to consume your eyes and get familiar with your thought process. And I was curious to know if your touch will make me feel good. Now I got your body as I should. So here's to the most intimate moment we share. A passion changes, pillow to pelvis, and all your options are in the air. So you get a tight grip, both hands on the side of my right hip. And then you take a dip with just the tip. Then you roll your hips to get deeper inside this shit. And then you let me suck on your fingertips just to reach around and please my clit. We sway into another pose. You lay back and pull me on top. So it's only right that I start to scissor that rock. My swift bounce transitions to a slow grind, and there will be no separating until my name is on inside your mind. Freeing the grind, mounting your face to get it wet another time. And when I take the top place, use that moment to lick your lips and tell me how it tastes. And then close your eyes while I surround you in between these tatted thighs. While your fingers make a fist around my wrist. My face to the center while I take you in a close, tight grip from within. Time will stop while your body is under me and I'm dripping with honey while you set me free. We exchange sweet fluid one position at a time, so thank you for touching me while I rhyme. Amen, amen, the end.
You better admit to that one, because it is done.
I'm glad you called yourself taking
it. Good luck.
Finishing off with amen, amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, there's no amen.
You
know, amen. This is unholy. This is deliciously unholy.
Our body's natural milk, though.
I'm
like, lady, I had to close my robe. Like, lady,
we gonna have to throw another bell because she came in here capping, acting like, oh,
right.
You know, I didn't really miss me right off.
No. It was the pimp talk at the line. I can't say I came prepared. But the next time I come, it's going to be for you, okay? You just winking at me.
I'm just saying.
I'm like, that's big boss lady talk right there. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That was the kindest involuntary people I've ever received.
You know what?
Thank y'all.
Just show you some applause real quick. You're filthy, you're nasty, buzzard. You came in here, you're just nasty.
Thank you.
But we liked it a lot.
Thank you.
This is just one more. This is good.
Yay!
All right. I got one investigation. Area code 469. Who may I ask is speaking? Area code 469.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this? Area code 469. Who may I ask is speaking?
Hey. This is MD Live.
Oh shit.
Oh.
MD Live. Holy mackerel.
Wow.
Wow.
Welcome.
What's good? What's good?
What's happening? What's happening? Well, good to see you, here. You know, we do have a queue. You know, since you were the last person to come in, you'll reasonably be last unless somebody else comes along. But we're glad to see you, glad to hear you back on Epiphany. This is a wonderful thing. Thank you for coming.
Now that I'm back home with my writing, so I just had to jump in.
All right, so we'll definitely call you when we get to you. Cause, who we got coming up next? We got our favorite Philly John, La Perla La Negra. I'm just going to go get my cold press right now because I already knew what's going to happen. So I'm selling cold press.
When I saw Lisa and La Perla La Negra, I saw them back to back. I knew it was going to be a problem. So. Get the cold.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm opening up an Amazon storefront for cold press just because of the program. So, La Perla Negra, are you ready?
I am.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, y'all. So, this is one of my shorter chapters from a book that I'm writing. The name of the book is called Intentional Desires or Forbidden Lust. And this chapter is called The Squirrel. All right. When they reached the mahogany door of his room, he reached down, turning the knob, and backed out of the way as he opened it for her to walk through. Looking her up and down, infatuated with every part of her exquisite chocolate brown skin, her healthy thick locks, and the way they moved and she moved, her full lips, her voice, and the natural scent. Breathing heavily as she brushes against him when entering the room, growled, said in a low, passionate voice, no one is ever as excited as you do. That made her pussy so wet. But she turned to him when he closed the door and she jumped up, threw her arms around his neck, stuck her tongue in his mouth, moaning and locking her legs around his waist, sliding and grinding her wetness all around the bulge under his black pajama pants. She was so wet, and he could feel her pussy juice running down one side of his pants. That called to him to surface. I'm hearing a lot of... All right. He wanted all of her in his mouth. So he carried her over to the bed, slamming both their bodies down, breaking the embrace by pinning her arms down by her wrist, putting them up above her head while she still had her legs locked around his waist, grinding, trying to work his dick through the material to get him up in that pussy. Her energy and reaction told him she liked it rough tonight. He understood. But the beast in him had an insatiable appetite for only one thing tonight. It must feed. It will feed. She tried to break free from his grip, but he held her wrist tight and pinned, and the length of his arms allowed for him to slide his body down, slowly placing kisses as he held her and kept keeping her under the weight of him while she only could squirm, growling and salivating, tongue swollen, heavy breathing. His lips grazed her swollen clit as he took a deep sniff. He pauses, pulls back to look at his meal, releases her wrist and grabs her by the back of her knees, placing her thighs on his shoulder, and with a lower growl, he lunges in to devour her.
She's so wet that the sounds of him eating is reminiscent of splashing water. And splashing he was. With every flick of his tongue, drops of her juice were landing all over his face, her torso and thighs. His tongue fucked her opening through a heaven so long she was creaming. And it was like he was eating sweet potato pie topped with whipped cream. She never creamed before. He was eating her so good, it was like he was tattooing his initials on her walls. She was in a frenzy, and all she could do is moan and squirm. The caress of his locks across her skin gave her chills as he removed his tongue and formed his lips perfectly around her swollen clit. Fucking was just enough pull and release to bring her over the top. Without removing her from his lips, he forms tiny gentle circles around the tip until he felt her spasms, her pelvis pumping, her body convulsing, her moans increasing, calling his name as her juices flowed across his tongue and down his throat. With all actions in sync and intensifying, he starts swallowing her release. This was even more intense than the other. She'd never had a climax this strong and can't get control of herself. She doesn't know what he's doing, but she can't stop coming. She raised up and grabbed his lock, smashing his face into her pussy even deeper, and she cried out, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, I'm coming. I'm still coming." She was squirting as he was in a euphoric ecstasy. Her moans softened after she peaked, and she slowly released her grip on his hair and fell back. But he wasn't finished. Without letting her legs down, he rose up on top, looking down at her and smirked, because she had no idea what he was about to do to her. He positioned himself, putting the head of his dick right at the opening of her pussy, and said, "Amaris, baby." But just as she was responding, he thrust inside her, causing her to call out his name, "Antonio." Egotistically, he responded, "This is all mine. Look at me." With tears streaming down the sides of her face as she opened them, and she softly said, "Yes, my love, I'm yours." He looked her right back in them and said, "Angels whispered your prayers to me long ago. Now I want to see my story as it's being written in them. But don't close your eyes." And he continued to put that dick inside her. Knowing he had amazing dick control, he slowed his pace enough to make it last as long as possible. And make it last, he did. He knew as long as he stayed inside her and didn't pound away at it, he would stay up. So he would change positions and give her slow strokes and long strokes, and some deeper than others. Some were short bursts of repetitive fast pumps. But there was a lot of stopping at times of him just kissing her and talking to her and breathing in her scent. This allowed for him to go on. He wanted her to just be as obsessed with him as he'd become with her all those months when he couldn't do anything but keep his distance and fantasize. Into the last 30 minutes of the second hour, he was in deep stroke mode, tearing her pussy up from behind. But Amaris started fucking him back as hard as if she'd gotten her second wind. She gave one good push back with that fat ass and turned over underneath him. Started kissing him aggressively and then suddenly stopped and looked at him dead in his eyes. Looking back at her, he asked, "What's wrong, baby? Am I hurting you?" Breathing heavily, she shook her head no, then slid from under him and sat up thinking something was wrong. He turned over
Before he got a chance to sit up, Amaris swiftly slung her leg over, straddling him, and said, "My turn." And I'm going to leave it at that. That's that piece. If this shit goes on and on and on and on, it's too long.
Love and mercy. On
play. Unnecessary roughness. Flag on the play. Zach feels emotion. I don't know what else to call it. That was unnecessary. Good love. Good love. But she made it so pretty. It was so filthy and pretty at the same time. I didn't know what to do with myself. Oh, my gosh.
Especially after she moaned out.
No, but when homeboy whispered, when he whispered and then went back in there, I'm like, that's the captain right there. That's the guy.
That's the guy. That's the one. Listen, yeah. I'm gonna tell you just like this.
That's the thing that when you do it, you're gonna be like, the last couple of minutes, you're just thinking about what type of sandwich you're gonna make him when you get done, because you need to be honored immediately with the crust cut off.
I'm gonna cut the crust off this time. But you, baby, you want extra mayo? You got it.
You got it. Do you want some chicken wings? I know exactly how good it is. Like that poem right there. That right there. That part.
I'm just saying. She just wake up with that whole.
Right? And the one she did with Paul Wall kind of make you want to make biscuits for breakfast.
Yes, indeed.
I'm just going to say, because we ain't going to have two more of them moans and shit. We ain't, listen, I'm going to protest. I'm moaning like that and shit. It's unwieldy. It's unwieldy. I'm not supposed to do that. But Nivita Mimosa has joined us, a.k.a. Monella. She's in the building. Y'all say what's up?
Monella. Welcome.
Monella.
Yes.
Hello.
You know,
how are you?
We ain't gonna talk about esoteric things, but you know, when people come in the chat and they was like, yo, this shit ain't over yet, so I get in this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. I'm like, this is.
She threw that sigh in the chat like, there you go, feast. All of you. You may feast now.
Give you this thigh. Give you this thigh.
Get you some. Come get you some.
I'm a sugar cube surrounded by honey. I have to make my mark. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. Like, you know,
make your mark, you did.
Yo, this is why you so dope, because you know how to practice appropriate kung fu. You didn't come in there to play, but you was giving out kicks and karate chops. Good shit. You just came in, you know, Tsunami came in there doing some kind of, I was like, what the fuck, what the hell, what, wait a minute, you know, Black Rose, just in there, just, I was like, okay, y'all just on some shit right now, it's okay, we'll keep it going. Now, let's move on to, all right, I don't know who area code 5530 is, all right. I may or may not know, but if you're here, please unmute yourself and let us know that you're here. Well, since we don't have you there, we're going to skip past you, and we're going to go to the Royal Drench, a.k.a. Prince Drippy, a.k.a. The Growl, a.k.a. The Jolly Green Giant, a.k.a. Mm. Yeah, his feet is big. For a particular reason.
the ladies have requested another growl directly into the mic. Directly into the mic. One more growl for the ladies.
The Jolly Green Giant.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah. What? All right, I gotta mute myself. right. Yeah. So yeah. Causing problems. Drippy just come in here causing problems. This is the problem. All right. So Drippy, are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh wait, I was supposed to read something too. I thought I just needed to. I got you.
All right, I'm a mute most people, so that we don't have background noises because we've heard that before. So I'm a mute people, and you know there's only two of us going, only one person going to remain off of mute, but besides the person reading, but we all mute everybody. So if you hear yourself going in and out the cameras, that's just me putting you on mute till the poem is done, and I'll bring you back in. All right, so don't think that I'm muting you on purpose. I'm just doing it so we can have more clarity for the piece. All right, that being said, the mic is yours, sir.
All right. We just reading doing like reading stories, right? That's how we're doing. Today's session, introduction to one of life's hardest lessons. I mean, after her last client, she called me in, ready to take notes. I walked through the door, only to have a pen and pad in my mouth hit the floor. I watched as she replayed our first session while rubbing her rose down her nose over those lips until it disappeared below her stained oak desk. I quickly regathered my things. Surely this is another test. As I attempted to pick up my pen, I noticed a reflective surface of some type of fluid, droplets creating waves as they came to rest on the shifting liquid. I stood up, distracted by the viscosity accumulating just a few feet away from me. My tempting aphrodisiac slipped past. Stop it. My mouth felt the firm, whole circular contraption muffling, and she still did not say a word. She removed her sheer stockings, creating a makeshift blindfold, being sure to leave the moisture from her cum just below my nose. Unable to speak, only able to breathe in her juices, this... This began to feel like today was going to be the day. Stand here, she requested softly. And I allowed her to be my usher. I mean, I trusted her. It was more like my dick trusted her. That overpowered my ability to think clearly, and she began to give me instructions, but honestly, I heard nothing but the release of the metal that created my zipper. Her warm, wet hands reaching like she lost something at the bottom of her Louis Vuitton tote bag, and she slipped inside my portal, and out came my man gate. She began to pull that hidden knee out, sliding her lubricated fingers back and forth over my shaft. It feels so amazing. It felt so good. I don't remember when she placed the handcuffs on my wrist and hung me from the wall. I do remember. She began to unfasten my belt and how my pants tried to hang on to my hanging member. She assisted with the untangling, but then I heard a click. The sound of fabric being treated as if it was the last surviving actress in a horror slash where no one lives. It felt like my boxers were trying to fight for their lives in this severely handicapped bout. She removed my blindfolds, and as my eyes adjusted to the low light, I could make out a single figure. There I was, standing half naked in the sunset, walls reflecting the last bit of sunlight as shadows of my peripheral started to come into focus. My torturer started to lick my drippings. go in her throat. My wife stood there looking at me in my eyes, an empty canvas, while my heart starts pumping blood, and the rest of me just accepted the group meeting between her mouth, tongue, my tip, and she laid me gently across her table's tongue. My breathing becomes deeper. This pace increased. I watch as my wife sees me climax, but I'm embarrassed. And that's when my therapist told her to come closer, and they switched positions. She kissed my tip. And I release. Thank you.
Something like that? Thank you. Just, but you didn't come in here and knock all this shit over. You're just going to thank you and excuse yourself.
Oh,
that
my
was
God. You came up in here and rearranged all the furniture.
I was like, huh? Therapist? And my wife, what?
Okay. Yes, okay. Yes. They switch positions. Okay. I'm like, wait a damn minute.
You are nasty.
Ooh, all I can say about was... tonight is I would clap, but my hands are busy.
That was delicious. It was absolutely delicious.
That was super.
Let me.
Matthew ringing the bell.
I'm dead. I'm going to go ring this goddamn bell. Let me ring the goddamn bell. Boom, we just came in the room. We have Honey Dipper Singh, a.k.a. Honey Dip, that just came in here. Y'all show some love.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dip.
Hey, Honey Dip. Welcome.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Dip.
And, of course, Mr. I titled it, Mr. Who's Naked Up in Here, Mr. Wentz. Wentz is in the building.
Mr. Who's Naked Up in Here.
I ain't even got to ask who naked, because I already see everybody butt naked up in here.
Oh, it's a box.
I'm saying. I'm just being a naughty.
It's a party up in this piece. It is a party. All right. Hold on. Wait. Somebody else is popped up in here. Area code 708. You may ask me.
It's passing it. I'm at work. I'm going to go to my car.
Oh, shit.
So you can hear me.
Oh, it came up in the building. Oh, shit.
Okay.
How y'all doing this evening?
I'm just saying.
We all wet.
Heavy up in this.
And feeling some kind of way.
It is wet, and people are feeling some kind of way right now. That's what it is. You know, matter of fact, We about to pass it over to the Canadian, well, one of our Canadians, but, you know, but not this, of course. We're going to pass over to Lady A. Lady A, are you prepared for the amount of weapons and madness that's going to be provided? Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute y'all mics. I'm going to let Lady A get in here and make a mess. Like everybody else, and we're going to take it over. Away we go. Lady A, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called foreplay. Likening to pregame Super Bowl, warm-ups maximize performance. Timeline average 15 to 30. Hello?
Rebecca, sorry about that. Go ahead, Lady A.
Okay, I'll start over. Likening to pregame Super Bowl, warm-ups maximize performance. Timeline average 15 to 30 minutes pregame. Working cardio stretches and robust moves. zero to fuck me just doesn't cut it. Warm me up for the goal. Desire is seen in your eyes. They devour me and set me on fire. Sanguineous lust flows. Sex tide rushes. Awakens silken folds. Ample breasts and nipples erect are with touches. Suckling tongue and lips. Wet, slippery, aching kitty purrs when teased to submission. Whisper words beautifully curved to my silhouette. Make me sweat. Write poetry on my skin. Together we sin as verses hypnotically dance. Candlelit room, Smokey and Sam sing seductive tunes. Like rivers meander, currents grow stronger. Not yet. Let's play longer. Let me straddle your hips. Let me tease while you drip your cock just ahead of in the spot, wet and so hot. An appetizer. A precursor for what comes next. My tongue licks from base to the tip. My hand slips, lingers, and grips. Watch closely now. Sit back and learn how I pleasure myself when alone. Let me observe you pull and pump firm, my arousal barely controlled. Kiss me, my love, like I am the only one you'll ever love. My thighs open wide, you enter inside, you slide wildly and ride. Two lovers collide, crescendos of cries, open flood tides. Explode, gush, hips softly thrust, love fills the air. We bask in the hush. End poem.
Clean up on L3. Oh, Lord.
Lady A, oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. You said zero to what?
Zero
to what, pussy?
Zero to fuck me.
Zero to fuck me. You're just saying enough.
No, but wet, slippery, aching, kitty, purrs. Like, you paint these
what?
Words, and it's like you don't go completely into what you're saying, but you, like, just these glimpses of these crazy erotic images. I'm like, Lady A. That was so good.
Thank you.
Zero to
okay.
All right,
lady.
Let me
find out.
Yeah, you're
okay.
You're
cool. Let me find out.
No.
Zero to fuck.
What?
Yeah. Real quick. I don't trust you, lady. This is the most filthiest I've ever heard you say it. You've been around for a minute. I ain't never heard you be this filthy. This is dirty. This is very dirty.
And I loved every minute of it.
She usually tucks it into a pretty image of a painting that you might not recognize how filthy it is behind it. But yeah, this right out. Put it out there for you.
I heard her say zero to fucking. People don't say zero to fucking unless they actually do that shit. You be doing that shit?
Right.
You be doing that shit, baby? You be doing that shit?
Zero to fuck me, just never cut it.
Like, what in the... What in the save of horse radish? How sweet did I just hear?
Yo, fuck this shit. What in the world of horse radish? What the fuck? Listen. You be fucking people like that. You getting behind doors? You know?
Hey,
listen.
No, I'm just.
I got this. Listen, I'm
saying
asking,
it doesn't.
I'm asking
you can't do it like that. You can't go from zero to fuck. You gotta warm me up.
The oven method. You don't microwave. You just get in there. And you do the old method. You set it at 350 and let it warm up for like 20 minutes. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a classic. You gotta let it purr a little while.
That's right.
Put your hands
right.
In the oven. Get your hand burnt.
Dude.
I'm going to give you an extra bell because I ain't heard you be nasty like this a long time. You get an extra bell. So we're going to go from you. We're going to go to MD Live. MD Live, are you ready?
MD Live.
I'm ready, man.
I'm just saying, because I already know, because I know what you're gonna do. I know right after you, you got Nivita Kamosa, Honey Dip, Mr. Wit. Yeah, it's grand form. This is grand form. This is very good grand form. All right, I am be live. You ready? Texas Titans,
all right.
This piece is
called 5 Days. Day one. Waiting to taste your sweet nectar arouses the dormant parts of me. Parts that have been awakened by only your sensual touches and calming whispers. I no longer need to dream, for you have made my dreams my reality. With each pass of your hand across my chest, I become enticed to being at the whim of your words. With each kiss, I await the next. With each piece of clothing you wear, I want to tear them off and watch your naked frame dance in the midnight air. Feeding my mind, body, and soul with the sweet nectar that you can release. Oh, I can't wait for the next day. For I ask, can we have an instant replay? Day two. We move from the shower to the bed, still dripping wet. Me from the shower, you from the intense passion that flows deep within you. The aroma of love is invigorating, teasing my senses with its exotic flavors for which I can't wait to taste. I lay you on the bed, move apart your legs, fall to my knees, and begin to eat the most delicate and delicious dessert that has ever crossed my palate. With an arch of your back, you thrust your hips, giving me all you have, making sure your love is cast, drenching me in your sweet juices as my mouth is overfilled. And with the grip of the sheets, your moans get deep. Again, you climax, legs trembling, teeth clenching, heavy breathing, heart pumping, world spinning. But this is not the end, just the beginning. Day three, my nature has risen to its peak. So I pull you closer to the edge of the bed, lift your legs, and expose a glistening pink pearl as you run your nails down the center of my chest while biting your bottom lip. You grip hold of my manliness and guide me, rubbing the tip of my dick over your clit before luring me into your canal. Slowly, I began to move back and forth, working my way in inch by inch. Your moans become whimpers as you try to accept my entirety. I lean over and gently kiss your breast. Then you whisper, bite my nipple. Again, you whisper, harder. I can feel the throbbing of my dick as it pushes inside of you. And as your walls grip onto me, I can hear the sounds of seduction each time I draw back. Again, you whisper, baby, I'm about to come. Please don't move, baby. I'm about to come. You grip tight to my back, digging your nails in me. Your eyes roll back. You take a deep breath and scream, baby, I'm coming. But don't get too relaxed. I'll wait and let you catch your breath. Because we are not done yet. Day four. In between your breath, you still have never felt passion like this and want more. I oblige by turning you over and begin kissing you down your spine, letting my tongue glide over your naked frame as I work my way to your lower back. You giggle a little and say, don't stop, but that does tickle. But then you reach back and grab my hands and tell me, again, don't stop. You want to see how this plays out. I start to kiss, nibble, and bite your cheeks, alternating from left to right. Each time you raise your ass just a little and share delight. Again, you speak. I've never been done like this. I'm sure it's an experience I'll never forget. I grab a pillow and place it under your waist, so that your back is arched just the right way. I reach between your thighs and rub your clit as you reach over and stroke my dick. The aroma of sex fills the air, and it's a delightful smell. You tell me you can't wait any longer, and you want me to enter you from behind. You grab both sides of your cheek and say, do as you please, but please don't tease. Give me all you got. Fill my holes with that thick cock. After an hour or so, the pressure has been building, and I'm ready to explode. You say, don't come in me. Take it out and let your cum drain down my throat. Day 5. Dawn approaches, and we are still entangled beneath the covers, our bodies exhausted from the night before. Yet the moment your nakedness rubs against mine, we both exhale. You turn towards me and our eyes meet. No words are ever spoken, but the silence speaks volumes. We cup each other's hands and move closer to our lips touch. Your kiss are soft and supple, giving rise to a sleeping beast. Once again, we create a passion of our own as you climb on top of me, grinding and thrusting, thrusting and grinding our way back to a climax. In each other's arms, we fall back to sleep just to wake up and repeat. In peace.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Hi, how are you? That did a lot.
I'm just to wake up and repeat. Y'all doing
repeat
all that all over again? Damn.
You need some beer right
there. We're going to go for six.
A six? Oh.
The detail. Oh, man.
You know, MD Live, you came back and was extra filthy. I respect that. You made it very descriptive. You're talking about, he was like, I was working it in. I had to work it in. It's just a lot of humble bragging going on, but I like it.
And we over here turning calendar pages. Day 1, day 2, day 3.
We're gonna give you another bell. We gonna give you another bell because that was outstanding work. I don't know, y'all just can't. I ain't used to hearing MD Live be nasty. This is different for me. Different. You know, it's different.
I think
I'm sure that whoever that was it. Yeah, whoever the subject of the poem, I know it hit different for them.
Exactly. By day six,
actually, it was
looking for him in the daytime with a flashlight.
It was actually a collab with somebody, but we had a falling out, so I erased her parts.
Was it a falling out, or was it? It wasn't putting in.
Okay.
Ain't gonna put it in no more. Ooh, ain't gonna put it in no more. I'm not gonna do this damn poem. I need to put in with the poem. I need the both. You got
her husband
me.
Actually didn't like it very well. So.
Okay.
He was like, wait a minute. What Tuesday?
We just gonna throw you another bell real quick.
Oh,
this is a little crazy. All right, so now we about to get it loose. It's about to get a little nutty in here, right? Because you know, because it's been going, but of course, you know, the drip is in the building, of course, and so we have me Vida Cremosa, we have Mr. Wits. We have Passion the Poet, and of course, Honey Dripperton, a.k.a. Honey Dip. Yeah, let me give him a round of applause because we ain't seen him over here in a long time. We're glad to have him. So we, round of applause for him.
You love y'all
so much. Yeah. And the boss man is in the building. Boss man, if anybody gets pregnant, it wasn't us. They just was listening, and bad shit happened. That's all I'm going to tell you, boss man.
Bad shit happened.
Bad shit happened. It's been happening all night, you know. No, I don't know if you're on the plantation, but you don't want to be. You don't want to play this out loud. It's about. It's been going on all night. You know what I'm saying? If you get mad, you get fired. So we just gonna show up like we ain't get fired tomorrow, like ain't nothing happened. So that being said, let's go over here to our to one of our favorite Canadians, the International Drip. Mi Vida Cremosa of the Honey Drippers, also known as Monella. Monella, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
That's it. Hi, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Baby, are you busy? Do you have a second to answer my call? It's not that I want to talk to you. I know you don't have too much time, but you've been gone for a while, and I just want to come for you. I've been thinking about your hands, the way your fingers dig into my thighs, and all the ways you make me feel like art, a marble sculpture radiating sacral energy. Remembering the way you got me, the way I chased our orgasm, stirring my pot like Sunday's best, won't be able to get some rest until I release for you. Baby, are you ready? Do you have the strength to stay composed as I whimper in your ear, begging you to drink from my fountain dedicated to pouring for you? Let me bring the phone down and let you hear my pussy talk smacking as she blows you kisses, listening to the way she thanks you for your guidance. Check your phone and watch me suck my gooey off the bone, hurry home, or send a load right back. Thank you.
Not the innocent. Thank you at the end.
You ain't gonna say thank you all innocent like that and talk about sucking something off the bone. What the? What? Come on now. Y'all would do innocent endings and shit. Well, that's not the way you say the that's the end of the poem. Thank you. If you'd have told us all that.
You know what?
The gooey.
Hold on. Let me. Okay. Just, yeah, I'm just that was very graphic. I got a good imagination. So I'm gonna hit it with another bell. Fuck it, I'm gonna hit the bell with the hammer real quick. Yeah. Suck the gooey off the bone. Yeah, we're gonna leave it like that. That's some that's some and the applause. Yeah, applause, you know.
We're clapping.
Keep clapping. Absolutely.
Yes.
Dirty.
Guess who's the lady, baby?
Nasty. Y'all, man, listen. I'm just, you know, this is just. I'm gonna be like my. I think my well is gonna be real low.
Oh God!
Oh my God!
We ain't gonna help it out. We gonna make it better. We just gonna fuck around and just do some shit. Because now
I'm joking.
It's the drip way. Matter of fact, let me go over here and get Mr. Who's Naked up in here. Come in here and represent and do his thing. Ladies, good luck. Whatever happens to your panties, happens to your panties. Wits, you ready?
I'm here, bro.
You ready? All right. The mic is yours, bro.
She never wore panties nor drawers around me. Only time she did is when she had her period. But even then, when her body was cleansing, there were other ways to get it. She had a dirty mind. She used to want it all the time, every evening, before dinner, and after we dined, the protruding of her nipples through her blouse at the table called me out of my boxers. I never was much of a dancer, but I knew how to move between her waist. She asked if I was bothered by the weight she gained. I told her weight wasn't something I'd ever discriminate against. She said she asked because she really loved fucking me. I used to think she wet the bed from dreaming of me, waking up in the imprint of her body on the sheet. She never sweat more than making love to me than she had in her passionate nights without me. I never thought a rose could be more special than my tongue talking her language and her pussy spitting in my face as if to say to me, "You motherfucker, a statue of disrespectful dicks, pink, blue, purple, and a dark-skinned prick, all of which had a special kind of way of changing her mood, taming her behavior, and tricking her smile out of being in a lonely room. I loved the way she would giggle when she was coming, as if she got away with something sneaky. The grin on her face was extremely happy, blushing red from her cheeks. Question that has my thoughts consumed is when she opens her legs and her pussy explodes the room. Will it be the vein of a human's flesh or one of a penis from her bag of dicks? To be honest with you all, I have to admit at times I miss being the one she hit her pussy lips around. I wonder if she thinks of me whenever she's using her dicks now, smiling, blushing, rolling her eyes back inside of her head, but maybe, just maybe, she is content having toys in bed instead.
That was the most beautifully disrespectful.
I'm still blushing.
So sexually charged, but yet so emotionally driven at the same time. Like, that was, I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know whether we were friends or not, but I was just in this woman's bedroom experiencing this stuff, and it was just, yeah, I have issues right now that I'm dealing with. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Who's Naked. Up in here, my hand is raised. Thank you.
All I'm saying is show me your hands. Whoever. Everybody, show me your hands.
Clap. Everybody clap your hands. Make sure you're both free.
If your hand sounds wet, if your hand sounds wet. Wait, hold on. Let me stop. Let me stop that. Give it one more time. All right. One more time.
Disrespectful dick.
Ooh. But you know what?
Oh, the boy Bugsy. I had to borrow that line. That disrespectful dicks is one of his T-shirt designs. So if y'all don't know Bugsy Calhoun, you know, shout out to my brother. You might want to check him out on some of his merch.
Oh, no, that's the bro. And yes, so, you need to have some disrespect with it. You know. Let's be disrespectful. Let's give a bell for the disrespect. Just for the disrespect alone. Just for how Wilson just came in. He walked, I appreciate anybody that can walk up to you and stab you slow. That's what he just did. That's nice. Yeah, well, he stabbed something slow, but, you know. It's probably wet and good. Never mind. Anyway, who's naked up in here? All right, now we're gonna go.
Man,
over
I love
here.
Y'all. Y'all some crazy motherfucking day, but I love the shit out of y'all.
like, Wiz, I can't wait to meet everybody because everybody's gonna have the same effect. That would happen because when we came to Greenville, well, you know, everybody was like, yo, he's like, yo, we love Wits. Wits is the shit. And I said, yeah. I said, you like the energy. He's like, you fuck with Wits. And, you know, best thing ever. I was like, you know, drip energy is unmatched. That's all I'm going to say. Now, since we're talking
about I'm going to catch one of the shows soon, man. I know it's been crazy, but, you know, I'm definitely going to get with y'all. I got to link up and meet everybody.
Man, listen. Right. We're gonna give you the schedule. We're gonna give you the schedule. It's gonna be real dope. It's gonna work itself out. It's gonna be good shit. But since we talk about drip energy, we're gonna go over here to Cali. Go back over here to Cali. You know, because we missing a lot, and she's been gone from us. But we glad to have her here tonight. Y'all give a round of applause for Honey Jupiter.
Honey Jupiter.
The only thing I really want, I want to have Honey, Sarah, and Monella in the same place. I just want to see how the universe bends around that shit. I really do.
Believe me, Mojave, the Cum Squad is ready. I promise you.
Listen, we're gonna try to make it happen for Drip Fest Part 2. We're going to try. We're going to put all our energy into it to get everybody to vote for Drip Fest Part 2. Like, dead ass. Like, for real. That'd be the best thing ever. Because, you know, it's nuts. All right. So, Dip, you there?
I'm right here.
All right. I think we're ready. I think I'm ready. I'm a person trying to be ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm here.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The mic is yours.
You know, come to think of it, no man has ever made me this wet before. I thought I could get over it with the scent of your sex mixed with the spritz of the savage being that you are. Dior, it permeates my nose. It makes the hairs on my neck stand rising tall just as you do. I feel the sweat trickling down my body along with the tears you forced out of my being, making my soul understand that she was never alone. She was ready. She was open, ready to be called home. Come home. Come home, Daddy. Come inside this home. Make yourself welcome. Because it is what you are, what you have been, and what you've done, and I just don't know why you've done it, and I just don't know why you keep doing it, and I just don't know why you keep fucking me like this. But it's driving me crazy. Had me daydreaming, flashbacks of you, me, throwing that ass back. I want you more and more. And more until there is nothing left inside of me to spew out of this fountain of youth, yes. My fountain of youth, yes. This gorilla grip glue, yes. This pussy sweet tool, yes. This honey dips honey pot is spewing for you. Taste it. Want me. Yearn for me the way you do. Let me watch as my womb's juices drip and trickle down your orifice. Clean this plate. Lick it up. Because this meal has marinated for you, waiting for the right moment, because I've been meaning to tell you this, so I hope that you're listening. Because I don't like to repeat myself more than twice unless I'm begging you to come inside me, so come inside me. We've been going back and forth for a while, and as you can see, she's been missing the way you tickle her Elmo. Spitting raw children deep within my moist being, frozen on my taste buds to taste love, letting it go. It's almost demeaning the way you've kinged me. Check me. But you love the way I beg for it anyway. You walked through the door and welcomed yourself into the cavity of my flesh. My home. So welcome home, Daddy.
Yeah.
And let the turkey say, the way that they are so sweet at the end. They're so sweet at the end. I'm like, oh, her voice on top of
her. Yeah.
Too much. That was too
much. You could read the phone book and with that voice and would be arousing. What a beautiful read just alone. Holy shit. Excuse me.
Yeah, that part right there. Yep.
Like,
I'm just gonna say sploosh. Sploosh.
Oh,
and she a little bitty snack, so she fun too. She fun size.
No, she definitely fun size. She fun size.
I prefer bite size, but I'll take that.
Listen, a lot of fun time. We just gonna say wee. Wee.
Yes, indeed.
Are you Canadian by any chance? I thought
just because you asked that question, we gonna give that a bell. We gonna give that a bell for that question. Just for that question alone. We're going to give you a bell.
You had announced there was another Canadian on tonight.
Yeah, and she is quite lovely as well. They are lovely people. They are super lovely people. And they're fine as fuck. And, you know, women in the drip are some fine-ass individuals. Just sexy. It's all kind of
yes, indeed.
I love her. And everybody's top heavy.
Today, as far as the eye can see. Wait, before we go on, I do want to remind everybody that tonight's erotic bedtime stories here on Epiphany Radio are brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And we're just going to do a station identify so we can pay some bills. And we'll be right back with you, right, Holly?
Extra smooth and shit. That was all lovely. Bossman. I still don't have my promos, Bossman. Let me stop. That's okay. You rock me. I'm just saying, you know. For real, for real can talk the jaws off of none. You know how that is because he got the silver tongue.
Yeah.
You know how he smooth with his shit. So since we talk about food, let's go over here. Let's go to Chi-Town. Let's go here to Chi-Town. I'm going to just ring the bell just because they came in the building. They ain't rocking that. Hey, that was applause. My favorite, wait a second. Oh, no, that's not supposed to happen. All right. So my favorite person who talks all kinds of shit in the Hive because, you know, they put their very voluptuous and large lips in the Hive and say, hey, what would you do with these lips? And the shit was like, it's like somebody pulled a grenade through the shit in the face. So, Passionate, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right.
I am.
All right. Well, come on. You already, come on. I'm going to go over here and go play some cold crap. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Vivid Inclination. Let me show you my thoughts. Tickle your fantasies with my drops of chocolate-coated dreams. Extract your essence of vanilla honeysuckle cream. I'm not your average run-of-the-mill lover. See, I'm the band and the cover. These shadows temporarily have me cloaked, but when I emerge completely, my intensity will have you soaked. Not just in between thighs, breasts, and lips. Nah, you gon' trip. From fuck faces to smiles, every curved corner of your body drawn to my wiles. It's limitless. These moments interchange. Let's not limit this. I'm your sensual vacation, keeping your breath staccato as you receive my libation. Bathe you in my soul. That's just foreplay before switching roles, and I make you take control. You become my succubus. Who knew giving me faith would summon you to come so much? Masturbating my dick with your French kisses and tongue thrusts? Your knowledge is beyond understanding. Skills unmatched. Having an out-of-body experience. Every time your lips attach. I want to be your one and only. In your mind, by my side, you over and under me. You bring the moisture and I, the thundering. When I plunge into you, my heart goes a-fluttering. Between my tongue and thumb, you are my flip book. Got my head nestled on your right thigh. Yeah, I'm in the perfect nook. My kisses have you hooked. Arch your back, I grab your breast so you can't look. You scream yes and cry stop. But you really don't want that, baby. My darling, because you know I'm not. Taking my pointer and index fingers on a cruise to your G-spot so inclusive. The walls, my tongue set to rendezvous. Between your inner and outer caramel labia folds, sucking on your clitoris dome, your orgasms flood my house while your soul is my home. My freaky thoughts of us are no longer shared alone. In peace.
I ain't gonna make it.
And I like throwing people off by writing in the third person, as if I'm speaking from my lover's point of view.
You could have wrote this from Melvin and Majaro, and it still would have been as hell. I ain't gonna make it.
I'm just saying.
You gonna make it,
son of a biscuit's uncle. I'm just going to tell you, take your ass to the corner and stay there. That's what you're going to do. Take your ass
exactly.
To the go over there.
Matter of fact, I'll meet you in the corner.
All I'm going to do is masturbate in the corner.
I'm going to meet you in the corner. We're going to create something new over there.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, shit. I'll
Aries,
give it
all right. Come on, talk to him, right? Come on.
What you gonna do?
We have entered the 11 o'clock hour. I have a question for you guys that are still with us. What do you call a lady boner? I mean, not a lady boner, but like the female version of blue ball.
Oh. An unhappy pussy.
Yeah. A sour cunt. Anyway.
A sour what?
A sour cunt.
Okay. Well, at this point, all of you guys have me in that space. I thank you very much, but and you did it so beautifully. Painted such vivid images that I want to try all of them. I so much enjoy every piece of poetry tonight. But I'm in a bad shape. I need a name for it. I have to get on WebMG.
You having an erotic conundrum?
Is that what What was the other choices? I don't know, but I need a name for this problem.
For the violent over, you're just going to get that about. Just for you.
I got to get back to work, so I'm going to mute myself.
Okay.
All right. So,
thank you so much. We appreciate your piece. That was so dope, actually.
Right. Absolutely. Ooh, crazy.
Okay.
All right. So, you want to read? And we will close this out.
Okay.
You said
ladies first, or do you
want to read? Ladies first. Yeah, you go.
Yeah, you close it out with your just filthiness. You might want to be extra filthy. Okay.
Oh, by the way, the female equivalent of blue balls is called blue beans.
Blue beans. Okay, well, we have a case of the blue beans. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, it's real quick. It's a love like that. You say it's close to my mind. Did I hear something? Okay. Right. I can still picture it. The moment I manifested him in a revolutionary act of telling the universe, I want a love like that. See, I asked for him, and he's all that I've envisioned. Picture this. It begins with a kiss upon the mantle that lingers long and dramatic like an African mother's tooth suck. I watch as his eyes, his lashes flutter closed, resting dastardly upon his cheek like a butterfly upon a rosebud. His lips raised to a pout like a bee sting's violently affectionate kiss, and his eyes, a full body brandy brown as deep as pools for a lover to drown in. As these veins, tendrils tracing full form, captivated my attention like ivy roads in the direction of someplace good. His salt and pepper mane frames his face like my hands tingle to, yearning to paint tantric symbols too bold for a good mother to utter. It was this one kiss, just above the nose, portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one world kinetic in its momentum. He places a kiss upon my butter-kissed hip, breaking the weak dam to a guarded and patient cerulean sea, primed and ready. Orbit my frame, high and tight like Saturn wears her rings. His hands are expansive,
sandpaper, callous, thick skin, protective, always strong enough to hold up the world atlas, raising up a garden sacred, raising up shared vibrations light, raising my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. My resolve wilts in his hands like my skin seeps through his fingers, and I'm a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of his embrace. I feel exposed. See, this isn't just intimacy. He sees into my soul, and I flourish under his tentative gaze. He waits as I slowly peel out of my inhibitions and melt like butter. He's not just my lover. He's a cover. And this is a covenant. He drinks me in like a tall sip of water, takes in the length of my neck, the pillows of my breast, the wide set of my forgotten pride, and I feel naked for the first time. Then stoked by his urging, I make quick work of purging my rational self. He watches me get her ready with my legs spread apart, strategically motioning my fingers in a rhythmic up, down, left, right, A, B, start. I cheat code my way to beast mode as I bloom under his tentative gaze, glazed in anticipation, losing my fingers as I forget the rules of submission. I form a vortex inside my cervix until my nectar flows and my soul is exposed. He licks me off of his fingers as he savors me. He sucks the fat meat where it's greasy. Baby, take it easy. Don't rush this moment. Let me savor the flavor of every component, lick every inch like you're made out of chocolate, hot and sweet. I want to learn your love language directly from your tongue. Yes, just like that. And then in a deluge, wet and wicked, he takes care of business in chocolate-covered cherry kisses, missing nothing. He's relentless. I shake in submission. He devours me as I bury my fist in his hair, pinning him there, winding my waist as I ride his face. He lets nothing go to waste. Then, by the laws of reciprocity, I get down on my knees and say, feed me. Come alive in my mouth like lightning in a bottle. Battle yourself for control. Convulse. I want to take my place in the palm of your hand, in the crux of your moon, as your nails sink deep in the clouds of my curves, as our sex fills the room with cloying notes of musk with pheromones for undertones. I want to be drunk on your sweat and heady off your breath. I want to show you what comes of a lady when the lights are low like this. I want to take you in as deep as my secrets, deeper, just like that, and we let go, unfolding into a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from this skin, expansive, paint me in purple stars, magic, be belligerent in your physical expression, show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. It's a universal experience, divine in its magnificence. Then he takes teeth touching back bites, paired with simultaneous deep dives, impales me to the hilt. It's a reminder that there is a paradise for pleasure, that at time needs pain to be fully felt. Yes, just like that, deeper. And then with my chocolate-covered leg resting upon his shoulder, cocoa butter brawn, it's that Kush blood strong. See, he is Manalau's peeking. I be Tamu my seat deep, so we erupt in a symphonic orgasmic release. And then I am Makita, queen of Sheba, and I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming, and we becoming. You hear me? He leaves my pussy and impatient, a balsam flower with petals swollen to a pucker, overflowing nectar, sticky and beguiling. It's a hummingbird siren. When I finally come to, I found myself laying in my own drowning pool, dripping in the liquid proof of what you were meant to do. I'm satiated at the thought of you. See, I can still picture it, the moment that I manifested him in a revolutionary act of telling the universe to bring me a love just like that.
I'm glad I put a towel in this chair before the show started. Jesus.
Yo, this is one of my favorite pieces by you. Oh my God. And you loaded out a little bit. I was like, what part of the game is this here? You had to stop punching and I was doing the whole damn roll off. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, she's crazy.
I heard that. I heard that.
Growling and shit.
Even after he heard about the blue beans, he still went here growling. You know what? It's just unfair. Unfair.
I'm too much of a visual person for these pieces, y'all.
I've contacted my lawyer, and he will be in contact with you to file a lawsuit against these words that you've been trying to use against us.
It's kind of hard to get out this puddle I'm in right now. But excuse me, it's a little sticky. Had to let some things go.
And look, if you don't leave it wet, was the drip even here?
Hey, I just want to know how you call somebody to masturbate with no hand. That's crazy.
There's a way.
Hey, listen.
There is a way. For women, we have the lovely ability. I don't know how many do, but the thigh post is everything.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Mid-conversation. That went off on you.
Wow. Wow.
Wait, let me go to bed.
Wow.
What time is it?
But sign me up for that case study right there. You hear me?
I volunteer for tribute. I was supposed to do. I was supposed to do. I'm going to do something.
Okay. Let us know. You are going to close us out tonight with a King Drip special bedtime story. Is that what we're hearing?
I guess. Maybe. I got to stop being so distracted first. See what happens. But I got to. Let me do the switch over real quick. So y'all can hear me from here, and I can free everything else up. All right, so I don't care. I'm gonna recycle this because I ain't trying to look for nothing else. It's right here, so I'm just playing in the background. So deal with it.
The mic is yours.
My eyes drinking the sight of you, your beauty coupled with the soft brown of your skin, the way your doe-eyed gaze so pure, your neck and breast leaving me thirsty, and I just want to fondle your full breast, the energy of our moment wants you in my grasp, the clasp of my mouth to your sacred places, offer them whispers wrapped around tongue. Offer them consecration and forgiveness while sweetly using caress and squeeze to give way to please. The divine wonder of your geography makes me wander exclusively to map the places that I wish to go, to have me as you desire, as you give me you. You said that my lips were delicious, sculpted by God, made to speak authority, dictate a mandate that spoke smooth movement and command. You ask me what my lips do, Is this a question or suggestion? I replied with my ponder. Her eyes wandered about the shape, and I told her that my lips were a cape, able to leap tall verbs and adjectives in a single bound, that years of studying had them wound, that they ticked like time bombs when they received into contact like arms. They hold and are bold within a kiss when they are open to admit monstrous tongue, ready to devour clit. They are ebon-hued and viewed with pleasure. Knowledge is treasure. She stopped and asked me if she minded if they tested their measure. And I said, please. Do not threaten me with a good time. I'm prepared to kiss your eternity with mahogany. Dance deep until you admonish me for being so greedy. I cannot get enough of you. I spend these precious moments, your kiss becoming breath, and without your air, I forget how to breathe. Your life-giving and a ribbon in the sky, it's the sweetest way to die. You kiss me and watch me get high. I swear, you are the best addition. Come, kiss me. Watch me become your addiction. Inhale air to bear your heart freely. Let me transfer this energy. Me haunt to trance, sweat my fingers into your wet while you beget me. Astro project me into your breast. Let me lick your tips and inner hips as I breathe into me, energy spiraling through me. These loose babes, bumps and places that just don't see sun. But breathe sun as you radiate. And I can feel you kissing my perineum. Jerking me wildly while mouthing sack, moisturizing my jack with your lips, spit and cheek attack, and it feels. It feels like you are consuming me, resuming me with the feels that make me real. And you meet still whenever you have to rail, but this is your first breath, so exhale. Kundalini energy pushing from the base of me. Never rough, smooth yet fine, your breath has my toes doing gang signs. From your spit and spirit manipulation, breathing copulation, but breathing in and out. But breathing in and out. The finished breath. Finished gratification as if I was a toddler. As you have received me and relieved me of me, how do you do this to me? Why do you do this to me? Give me all of your beautiful moments, spaces in between breath and in between heartbeats, the stress overwhelming me, the sweet pleasure of this agony. While you breathe victory, you stay. Come breathe with me. Allowing the elements of air to corsair my soul as we breathe. You breathe. You breathe. You breathe into me. You lend my energy. You release for me. We become intertwined. We become free. As you breathe into me, you blend my energy. You release to me, for me. We become intertwined. We become free.
Dwayne already got me sitting here in a puddle. Now I'm here drooling, holding my own titty.
And you just breathe like that, all on the mic,
yeah,
like that, all over us like that. You just breathing like that. Hey, I'll take it tonight. I'm going to have to go ground myself.
I was over here talking so much smack on mute. I'm so sorry. I can't get myself together. I think I fell over and knocked it back on mute when I heard Lisa was holding my titties on the floor. We're not okay.
No, we are not.
Prince Wet growling over there and him in this ear with the, you're doing too much. It's unnecessary roughness. He said, your toes doing gang signs and you can't get high. What?
I am not ashamed to admit it has happened to me. My toes have done gang signs and then my feet dangled and I was kicking a little bit.
All I can say is my toy is charged, is fully charged. Well, I'm good.
I'm going to be in here with the industrial strength, with the ripcord like a lawnmower tonight.
Bunny's just on the dresser, just stretching. Just like it's going to be a long night. The rabbit is stretching. Get it ready. He's like, here we go.
So,
but wait, the divine wonder of your geography makes me wonder. I'm like, you know, it's not just about the experience sometimes. Like, the person indulge in you physically in that way, like, just enjoy, just eat you up with his eyes like that. You know what I'm saying? Just come on.
Okay. Lord. That's all I'm going to say. My legs are crossed, and I'm a little verklempt, so we could close out.
I'm just saying.
Talk amongst yourselves.
If you can do it and you got it, go do it. Go do it.
Nipples have got hard and they hurting.
If it's good, you got to kiss. You got to kiss everything. You got to put your mouth on every single thing. You can't leave nothing. You got to go over everything. You got to do it. I think
I'm going to treat myself to a one-woman reenactment of the ice scene from that Spike Lee movie. She's all by my daughter.
Thank God for the left titty and to the right.
Thank God for my left and my right titty tonight, God tell you.
Wait. I'm glad for real hung up. I don't know. I can't tell you. Dan wasn't around. I'm like, ever since Dan got married, we ain't been chit-chatting. He's just been running around, rampant, down in the bush.
Oh, my God. Y'all make my stomach hurt.
Yo,
this show is so
back. Oh, he's like, for real, like, you niggas is wayward.
Unruly.
Unruly. Incorrigible.
Oh, man.
You're so incorrigible.
Oh, God. But this was an amazing show. I really enjoy every single piece that we heard tonight. These are bedtime stories. I think that's what we should have named it, because it's really made bedtime quite the, you know, the experience. If you got somebody, definitely reenact as many of these things as you can. And if you don't, you know, stretch a rabbit.
Don't get pregnant. I'm just saying. Hey, touch your neighbor, touch yourself. Whatever you got to do.
You're on some wild shit.
What's wrong with you? I was like, what you doing? We just wildly leap a guy. We don't care. Anyway, that being said, thank you for coming out to another edition of Last Week, Erotic Storytelling. We hope that you were fulfilled, your fingers got wet, or your hands got wet. Whatever you had to do, as long as you did it and you had a good time, we're not mad at you. with that being said, I'd like to thank my lovely co-host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Mahogany Soul, a.k.a. Enigmatic Soul of the Honey Jumpers. I'd like to thank everybody that came out. La Pearl, La Negra, Lisa Lips, of course, Prince Wet, the Royal Drench, a.k.a. AKA Prince Drippin', the Growl. We'd like to thank everybody who hung out with us.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Lynch, Passionate, Dip, Honey Dip, and everybody stuff through MD Live, coming in here with the humble brag and doing all this stuff, being filthy. And then Lady A for just being nasty, because I've never heard it before. I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
Mm.
She's like, oh, my God, I mean, you got to warm me up. I was like, yo, she's talking really fucking slack right now. This is crazy. Anyway, that being said, be kind to somebody, love each other, pray for everyone, and be yourself. Rock out. Don't forget, this is a Tiffany Radio Universe, a starship. We boldly go with poems that have not been gone. Sponsored by Rolex. Why be average when you can be raw? For Real Entertainment Network, take your socks off. A baby, baby. All right, This podcast will self-destruct. We need shirts with that. We'll self-destruct.
This cooling segment brought to you by Bluebells. Bluebells. Good night.